Up. Hey, Rob's here.
Hey,
hey.
Hey, Rob. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing terrific.
Rob.
Oh, good. We are doing good, too. We are just extremely busy.
Well, that's a good
extremely.
Thing.
It is. It is. It is.
So bring me up to date. What's on your mind? What's going on?
Well, since we talked to you last, we've brought in some more assets, so that train and story is continuing to move along. New clients that came through referrals from our top clients, so that train's moving along. We're in the midst of planning for 2021. So we're looking at, how to continue to incorporate all the things that you talk about into our practices, into our operations, into, our days and planning and client relationships. So we actually hope to spend some time tomorrow doing that. We have it, Tom, Melissa, and I have it booked on our calendars. Hopefully, nothing really gets in the way of too much of that. And then we're gearing up for this election as it relates to clients and sort of dealing with calming people down over and over again, which is fun. Other than that, anybody else have anything to add?
Nope. I don't think so. Busy.
Busy, busy.
Yeah, busy.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, do you guys want to report in based on the 5-star model? You've kind of done it, Michael, I think. Kind of given us an overview, but maybe we go back and have everybody report in. So that would be planning, Melissa.
Yep, that ties in with what Mike just said. So we have a lot of financial plans in motion. We are getting a lot of traction with some good solid referrals from existing clients. So that's nice to see. We just want a $1 million relationship from a referral from a client. And we're starting to work on a couple more plans for that. Like Mike said, we did have traction on one of our big plans that we are bringing in $2 million this week. That's in motion. We're just waiting for another stock position to show up. But overall, that's our process. The one prospect that called in today, our process is we start with a financial plan so we can understand your financial portfolio and what your needs are. So that's how we've been doing it with existing and anyone new, and it's really has won us a lot of business. I'm looking at Money in Motion now. We do have $17 million in our pipeline that we are working on, and we do review this once a week, so these are solid numbers that we are trying to get in and work through.
Well, the very fact that that's really important. So terrific. So, Mike, implementation, 24-month calendar, training, investment process.
Well, actually, that falls into tomorrow in terms of setting up our next 12 months. That looks like. I would say from an implementation standpoint, from an investment process standpoint, I think we feel good about how we're positioned. Obviously, going into the election at year end here, our managers have done well holding up through this. So things we've put into one in particular that's our all asset conservative strategy. Sort of always there to be like a rudder to the ship. probably one of our best performing managers year to date. So that's actually been a positive with some of the clients that we've put that into portfolios since Rob retired. Because I think Rob always sold managed money as equity, okay, that we were using these stock buyers. Why would I want to have managed fixed income, so on and so forth. Tom and I both have had some success getting some fixed income managers in the portfolio, individual munis, which has been a, I think we talked about that in one of our last calls. We've had some wins there lately. And, you know, in terms of this sort of the 24-month calendar, that's, again, coming back to, you know, some things we've talked about in our last little team meeting, making sure we're shoring that up going into this next year, different categories and topics we want to talk about.
And make sure, just as a reminder to you know, you want to be training a month in advance of your initiative. Okay, so if your initiative is liability management next month, then you want to be training on liability management this whole month. And just making sure everybody's up and running, and then make sure you're checking both operationally and sales-wise that everybody can handle, you know, everybody's familiar with the process of doing a mortgage, writing a mortgage, administering a mortgage, et cetera. So it's just one of those things that you'll be way ahead of your competition if you're prepared. So, you know, proper preparation, mm-hmm. you know, prevents problems.
Yep.
So you just mm-hmm. make sure you do that. So it's just a reminder. I'm yep. sure you're doing it, but.
No, it's a good thing to talk about, actually, because, you know, I know, like, even in this last month and a half, you know, like, Tom had a, you know, Tom started moving in, you know, with interest rates being what they are, like, one example, you know, starting to buy fixed, for a certain client in particular, buying a fixed annuity, which we haven't bought in a long time, and if we would have, you know, if I would have been a little more on the ball to know that, you know, hey, like these types of things, these ideas, let's get moving. You know, we lost a week and a half to, you know, for me to get all my ducks in a row from a, you know, licensing and all of that. So that's a good point.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's think of your, you know, you've got the advantage of having, you know, a military guy there. We use checklists as pilots all the time, and checklists just prevent problems. They just, you know, I always was shocked when I became, you know, when I flew as a civilian and I'd be beside a guy and he wouldn't be using a checklist. You know, you never relied on your memory ever. And so I recommend checklists. So this is the initiative that we're going to take this month. What's our checklist for every initiative? Well, number one, we go back and we learn the product, right? Number two, we mm-hmm. learn how to write a ticket. Okay. Number mm-hmm. three, we make sure administratively they know what's going to happen when it comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And just go yep. through, you know, just write out your checklist for new product introduction and make sure everybody is properly trained in every area so that they, you know, you're talking with one voice and somebody calls in and said, you know, Tom called me today. I don't know what it was about. And you say, I know what it was about. It was about this, and this is what he wanted you to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And so you really are all on the same page, all selling the same thing. So you'll do more business, and you'll have fewer anxieties about the business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
So you are. You are, in fact, as director of implementation, you are the training officer for the squadron. So you need to make sure everybody is trained up on everything that you're doing and cross-trained. So
yep.
You know, we used to, in the military, you always cross-train just in case somebody doesn't come back. You know, you got everybody that can cover for the other guy in case something would happen where that person wasn't available anymore. So it's just great to think that way in terms of the mission always goes on. So let's talk about brand management, which is the 12-4-2 model, and operations rapid response team. Wendy?
Yep. Well, we are scheduling appointments. There are cycles for the appointments. Operationally, we're getting processes in place for estates and client onboarding, you know, new clients, pretty much trying to incorporate all this for our next year's business plan. So we're kind of a well-oiled machine going forward. As we've all said, it's been extremely busy here lately, you know, a lot of good things, you know, with new assets coming in, new clients, a lot of referrals, just, you know, a lot of things to keep track of, but we're trying to get everything streamlined and, you know, going forward, you know, just keeping the ship going at full speed. So I think we're doing pretty well in that area.
Well, one thing you might do to just relieve some of the stress is to take, when you're onboarding a new client, you have a checklist in your head, and you might want to just put that down on paper and laminate it and have it in front of you so you don't have to hold that, those things in your head, just to make sure you don't forget something. And then if...
Right.
You know what I mean? It just, people say, I don't have time to make a checklist. I don't have time to go through a checklist. Well, when you forget something, it's annoying for you. And obviously it's disappointing for the client. So you might want to consider that as part of your process, just to get it out of your head, just to say, hey, all right. I've gone through the checklist and checked off everything. We're ready to go. So just a suggestion.
Yep.
Marketing. We're having success. How is the process of marketing going?
Yeah, Melissa, I think this is you, but if you don't mind me.
Yeah, go ahead.
In here.
Yeah, Rob was saying that, I thought it was me, but I just was waiting for the name call.
I got on the regional marketing boot camp that was hosted a few weeks back, and sort of, as Mike said, working on our 2021 business plan a little bit earlier than the last week of the year or the first week of the next year, like we've done sometimes in the past, did that marketing boot camp, and they had some pretty good things in there as far as hey, number one complaint from folks when they look at Morgan Stanley websites, you guys all look the same. You're too cookie cutter. So they threw out some ideas of, getting, a copywriter on there, ghostwriter, whatever you want to call it. And for maybe, I don't remember what I said the cost was on that, but $1,200-$1,400, they'll come in and they'll rewrite all of our LinkedIn pages, our web pages, our website, get a common theme, a common, look across all those, which is also unique and not cookie cutter to the firm, the same language. They talked about using Google AdWords and maybe for another, $1,400 a year, the $200 for the registration and $100 a month. We get, I don't know what it was, like 150 combination of keywords that says financial advisor, York, Evergreen Valley Group is up there. Retirement, York, inheritance, York, whatever, try to generate up. So that was, pretty good to go there. So some things that we're going to be talking about implementing to sort of step the marketing up a little bit as we go into next year. There are some other pieces they talked about as well with, social engagement, which I think we have a pretty good handle on that, but it, just to be able to systemize it a little more, I think is going to be the next step after we decide which direction we want to go as far as fine tuning all those other pieces and maybe pushing a little bit more of global traffic. I had a real interesting conversation with somebody who is heavy in the marketing. Now, this is from, you'd appreciate this, being a book publisher and writing your own books, a writer. He runs a success book publishing company, and we were spitballing ideas here a couple weeks back about how they promote authors versus how we would promote ourselves. And it was an interesting conversation of what they're using versus what we're using, how that could implement. But on a marketing standpoint, we're using a lot of the resources the firm's given us. And now the firm has given us the direction to say, when you're ready to go above and beyond, these are what we recommend you look at. Of course, the above and beyond is cost money, but that's the direction that we're looking at possibly implementing into the 2021 plan.
It's really good. You're talking about these virtual engagement associates, right? Carlos Noriega's group.
That is one direction to go. There were 4 days of presentations, and I think that was day four. On one and two, that was the how to hire somebody to write for you. I don't think that was those folks. Day two was the Google AdWords. I think four may have been the virtual engagement folks, and that's hiring them to actually manage all of that information for you, manage the postings and everything like that. Every day it was like, here's something you can do for marketing, and here's how much it costs. Here's something else, and here's how much it costs. I was like, oh, man, you know, I know we're invested in the business, but every day was here's the next thing. So, but it was good to go. It was definitely some stuff we can use. Across all pieces and blending it back into what we're already doing. And of course, a lot of what we're doing, as Melissa and Mike and Wendy alluded to, a lot of what we're doing, like the main marketing, what we've been getting really solid business from is referrals from satisfied clients.
Sure.
So we run the financial plans, we bring the clients in, we treat them well, and we are getting top tier warm leads from some pretty steady clients. But you know, it would be nice to be able to get a good face out there, man. I don't know if we ever talked about this, but nothing annoyed me more than years past. There was a team in York that was not with Morgan Stanley. Everywhere you went, they were in like the little local marketing magazine that got put out, had special features on them. They were at the ball field and the outfield on the, you know, the wall. I mean, everywhere you went, these people were, they obviously had well-coordinated marketing. And as far as building a platform in the York area, and it used to really agitate me because I was like, that's the direction we need to be going. Mm-hmm. And at the time, we didn't have the resources or the ability to do that because of the structure we were in. But I think now we do, and I think, you know, 2021 would be an awesome time to be able to, you know, leapfrog off of where we're at now and really get catapulted forward into the new year.
Yeah, I highly recommend you hire your virtual engagement associates, even if you only hire them for 6 months. They will do everything that you need to do, and they get rave reviews. I have other clients that do this, and you know they're in-house, so the price is very fair, and they will do a terrific job for you. So take advantage of that. Leverage is the name of the game. Other people doing things so you don't have to. And they will do it all for you. And just learn what they're doing though so that you can eventually wean them off and either do it yourself or hire somebody to do it internally.
Yeah.
But
that 6 months of working with them is tuition to learn how to do it the right way, right?
Right. So, exactly. Exactly. And it's like hiring me. You know, you hire me, I give you, you know, 48 years of experience in a year, and you keep it forever, right? It's like reading the Supernova Advisor. You get 40 years of experience in a 2-hour read. These are good investments. This is what you want to do with your capital. You want to make sure that you allocate money every year and don't make it painful. Make it part of what you do. You invest in your business. And others will not be that way. They want to take, I mean, what business takes every single cent out of the business. You know, that's a crazy idea. How much do you spend on research and development? How much do you spend on marketing? How much do you spend on... So you need to spend money, but you want to spend it judiciously. That's all. But this is a good good use of your capital. I highly recommend you get them. Their demand is outstripping supply. It's a tight, especially if they just went through and told everybody to hire them, now they'll even be tighter. So.
And you had that right in the books, you know, figuring out what your capital is that you need to cut out of the business and whether you use it for the marketing side. And you also had it on there for the philanthropic side, because to get on some of these boards, you got to spend money and they expect you to put some money into them, and being able to designate that capital, because that's something that we've been doing too with sponsoring just small on some ads and stuff. But there's some opportunities there. We just need to be focused and have a strategy to spend the money. But being able to invest back in the business, like as you said, and what was in your books, I mean, that's something that we need to have a discussion about and a plan moving forward, especially in the 21. We need to come out of this digital COVID environment that we're stuck in and be accelerating, not be stuck in neutral like we see a lot of our coworkers in the office seem to be.
Yeah. So one of the things you want to think about in this planning session is, how are we going to get somebody to write an article about us? Okay, that's your challenge. You need to do something so noteworthy a magazine wants to write an article about you.
Yeah, well, the crazy thing about that other team I was telling you about, it was silly. Like, they showed the guy sitting with his dogs. And what agitated me even more was he had the same dogs that I have. Right, and there he is just sitting with some Bichon, and they're writing an article about how the guy has Bichon. I'm like, this is crazy. Like, who does he know at the magazine that they're writing an article about him and talking about his financial team just because he's sitting there with his dogs? I'm like, this is nuts. Like, there's got to be some way to, you know, all the stuff that we do in the community, all the different events that we sponsor, and this guy's getting an article written about him with his dogs.
Right. So you're not marketing yourselves. To
those people, right?
Yeah, you're doing the hard work, but you're not. You're expecting somebody to notice you. Forget it. You gotta market yourself to that particular. You know, you can hire a marketing agency and they'll do it for you, but you can make the phone calls. You can place the ads. You know, they want to write articles about people that are running ads. So you can replace the ad and then ask them politely to do an article about your charitable giving. If you make your charitable giving something that is timely and solving a big problem in the community, then that's a really good thing, right? So think about what's timely today. You know, what are the big issues? What's timely? What will get their attention? So think about ESG investments, right? Very important that you be on the cutting edge of that. Working with a diverse population. Providing benefits to a diverse population, whether you're feeding people at Thanksgiving or you're providing scholarships so the kids can go to college and then come in our business, whatever it is that you guys commit to, you do it in such a way that it hits on all the buttons that the writers want to write about today. Okay. You're not working on a project that was hot 3 years ago. You're working on a project that's hot today, and you're on the cutting edge of making a difference in your community. And they will love that. They will write about that. So, I've had that happen, and here's the point. You say, God, it's a lot of work to get an article. Yeah, but every time they Google you from then on, that article comes up. So instead of being last, you know, instead of somebody, financial advisors in York, you'll come up first.
And that was part of what they were talking about on that one call with, hey, when someone searches you, that was day one. When someone searches you, what do they find? And how do they find you? And controlling that, you know, your personal Facebook page shouldn't be the top result there. You know, you want to control the narrative, the team page, the LinkedIn pages, you know, whatever the team stuff is or the individual, you know, corporate stuff is, that's what should be hitting the top, not the, you know, the personal stuff or the stuff that you don't want up there. You need to control the narrative and drive what you want to be on that first page when someone searches for you.
And keep in mind that when you're doing, the way I look at it, and they may have contradicted this, but the way I look at it is this, that LinkedIn is for business and to provide that initiatives that you're committing to business-wise. And Facebook is for your charitable giving. That's where you really want to have the background about a charity, the foreground, activities, calendars about upcoming charitable events that you're involved in and so forth. So that's your that's your community involvement, and you know, when they search you, they want to know about you and your family. I'm sorry, you're public figures now.
That's pretty much spot on. That's on the Facebook page was about, just like you said, community involvement. That's client interaction. That's, hey, we have this event come up. Hey, this is where we're participating in this, you know, charity or that nonprofit. Where LinkedIn is the business development. You know, basically your floating resume, where as soon as someone says, hey, go find the Evergreen Valley Group in York, they're going to look you up and go check your LinkedIn. Facebook is about that community development, the, you know, hey, here's where we're at in the community. This is what we have going on, the events, you know, whatever. That's more of the engagement piece, where LinkedIn is the, you know, for lack of a better term, is basically your resume that, when they search for you, that's what they want to read about. And then they even hit on, to your point, the charity stuff. They said the best thing you can have is a designation. If you don't have a designation, make sure you're putting on which boards you work with, which philanthropic boards you're involved with, and which charities you're involved with. Because if you know, they're the two top things you want to be highlighting on LinkedIn and showing out there. So.
Yeah, now we're going to do a webinar. I don't know if you guys got notified. I hope you did. A webinar tomorrow, Thursday at noontime Eastern time. We're going to do some case study work on LinkedIn. So, you know, theoretically this company is selling a business or we want to get on this board. How do you research and get to the place where this can make sense? So we're using LinkedIn as a research tool and showing you how to do that, as well as some rationale for why you want to be on LinkedIn, et cetera. So I encourage you to sign up for it. And even if you don't attend, you'll get a copy of the, and you can look at it or listen to it at your leisure. So. It's with a gentleman that I've known for years and years from, and he is Bruce Johnston. He's got a marketing firm that specializes in LinkedIn. So should be good. And stuff I can't cover, you know, I can't get on the machine and show you how to follow through on a LinkedIn search. So I think it can be very helpful. Okay. The thing that we talked about the last time was homework. Put centers of influence into the scheduler. How about doing that? Did we get that done?
Not as many as I'd like to be perfectly honest with you. I have not gotten a ton into the schedule, no.
Well, you don't need a ton. You just need a few to start with and get used to doing. You know, so let's put that down again. Assuming you want it, you know.
Yeah, no, I do.
We do, and that will be something that we tackle as part of our planning discussion tomorrow, Rob. along with everything else that we discussed. But yeah, that's definitely something we want to get back on track with.
Here's the other thing when it comes to marketing is this use of mastermind groups. Are you using that? Have you thought about it? What's going on there?
No, we've thought about it. We've talked about it, but I don't, and in some respect, we have it. We got to circle back around it, being, you know, remote as much as we are, I think. You know, I was at a wedding over the weekend, 2 weekends ago, I guess, that a good bit of what I would consider, you know, my, mastermind group was at, you know, but it's been a while since I've seen a lot of these people. So I think, you know, it's something that we need to get regularly on the calendar. Unfortunately, it hasn't been a priority and it needs to be. But I do think it's a, you know, Tom's had success with it, you know, in the past with, you know, Marine groups and, you know, so, we definitely want to do that. I think it coincides with COI stuff. Certainly.
Yeah, it does. And there's never been a time when people were more interested in it or more where it was easier to do than now. You know, the one side you say, well, that's impossible to do something like that in a COVID world. No, it actually on Zoom, it's easier than ever. It's not as good as in person, but it also doesn't take 3 hours. You can do it in
right.
50 minutes and have a very effective and really fun. So again, think about what you're trying to accomplish. Try and make it as much as you can about friendship while still having a business purpose. But if you,
right.
like he did with his former Marines, one guy's getting together with his former fraternity buddies. Another guy's getting together with a group from church. He meets with his pastor every Wednesday. And they talk about marketing and prospecting. So they put together a mastermind group of people, like-minded people that want to grow their practices and are going to do it through a Zoom call. Other people, I had another guy put together a Zoom call on wellness. You know, how do you make, because there's rampant problems going on with Zoom. I mean, with COVID. People are, you know, suicide rate is through the roof. People are depressed. People are having real problems. And so, because human beings are herd animal and like to be together. And when they're not, they feel like crap. So, you know, people don't do well in prison. You know, this is like they're having PTSD from this thing. So what relieves that? That relieves that is getting together and being with friends and having fun and laughing and talking about business or whatever. So think about that not as a chore, but as something you'd like to do. And I put it together for fun because my brother went to cash. I used to talk to him every day about the market, and he went to cash, so I didn't have anything to talk about. So I formed a stock group. The guys that had always, over the years said, you know, if you ever want to talk about stocks, call me, you know. And I didn't, but since my brother can't talk about stocks anymore, I formed this group and it's really been a blast. Like we do it every Friday. We talk about stocks and everybody brings a good idea. And then we focus in on each guy's portfolio to see if they're screwed up or not. And most of the time they are. And, you know, things change pretty fast. So you're constantly have a good story to tell. Like I said, this one guy did it on wellness. He's really believes in meditation. It's really helped him. You know, he's into Jim Lehrer, proper amount of sleep, exercise, and diet. And he's got a bunch of buddies that are all think that this is great. And so they're doing it. So I think that's terrific. You can do it around a charity, something that you're working on, you know, that you're really passionate about. You can do it all for a lot of different things. But, you know, my suggestion is do it because, and put it into your business plan because I think you're going to get terrific results from it. So anyway, I've just never seen it so easy to do because it always seemed like a big deal, right? Such a big deal. I don't want to get involved in it, but I'm going to do two. I've never done them. I've always told people to do them, but, I'm going to do another one for all these guys that, you know, all the guys that serve you guys, all the guys that I hire or recommend to serve you. So I'm going to have like Bill Cates, who did my webinar on Get More Referrals Now. Bruce Johnston about technology. I'm going to have probably Jim Lehrer about health and wellness and, you know, getting peak performance. And I will use Larry Biederman's book on, I don't know if I'll use Larry or MFS, but they provide ideas on just use the right words. He calls it smart marketing. It's the advice model that I teach you guys. So we're putting together all these people that I resource, and we'll just talk about, bring a good idea, and then focus on each person's business with a sub-purpose of referring business back and forth. And I've already done that a couple of times already, referred business. I think I've gotten two clients, and Bill Cates has gotten two clients from our last webinar. So this stuff works, okay? It works. If I wouldn't do it, it didn't work. And if you're out there, even if they don't attend the webinar, you know, I got a call from a guy that didn't attend the webinar. He said, you know, I got a guy for you. You know, you need to talk to such and such and set up a webinar introduction, which is the right way to do it, and turned into a nice client. So just use technology. It works, and people are used to it now, and frankly, we'll always operate like this. We will go face-to-face. It's going to seem like hard work after this. So we'll do it. And it'll be important, but you don't need it. You know, you don't need to be on a plane all the time. You can leverage your time a lot better. And that's why we're getting a huge productivity increase and you're seeing it showing up in earnings now. So I'm pretty excited about it. I think it's really smart. So anyway, and finally, leadership, which is overall, you know, caring for the flock.
Yeah, we covered on a lot of that. You know, that's why we're starting the financial, the 2021 business planning earlier, because it feels like in years past, it was just a check the box for management process. And then we didn't really have, as you always say, we need the scoreboard. We didn't really have the metrics there to follow it. We had good intentions this year. And then got COVID derailed. There's no excuse for that moving forward. As you said, we're in the new world. Like, technology has caught up. There's a lot of businesses out there. They are not going back to the office full time. There's a lot of folks that are saying they're going to be in this similar situation as we are, a part-time office, part-time home office, whatever it is. We need to find a way to move forward. So we're starting that planning early. And part of that planning is things that we already talked about. How are we doing in financial planning? Well, we're doing good, but we're not at a point where we're good yet on the amount that we have monitored. How are we doing with investment? You know, we still have a lot of mutual funds, a lot of ETFs that don't belong in our lineup. So, you know, fine tuning that. A lot of that's going to happen when track gets turned off and we need a process for that. So we're going to be working on that. You know, as far as the checklists, I've been calling them SOPs or standard operating procedures, but the more we can have defined, just as you said, the better off we're going to be. Yeah, I've been using a phrase from another book I read called Discipline Equals Freedom. The more disciplined we can be with the everyday things that you don't even have to think about it, just grab the book and follow the checklist, the more flexibility you're going to have in your schedule because you don't have to think about those things. It should be just grab it and go. Look at that checklist. So in the leadership perspective, that's a lot of stuff we've been talking about. How do we do better? And I love the fact that you said, hey, we got to get trained up ahead of time. And that was not Mike's fault that he wasn't tuned in on that fixed annuity. You know, that should just be something we're all thinking about. Hey, this is something that's not typical. Kick it out there. Hey, a new company, a new product, whatever. I'm very much in support of we need to train ahead to where we're going. You can't show up on the ground and then say, okay, well, how do we move forward? You got to be trained before you get in there. So making that part of the 2021 plan as well, because there are still some areas. You brought up mortgages. We really don't do those. But, you know, if we're going to, we need to make sure we're all NMLS and trained and ready to rock and roll. So the fact that we're starting the planning a few months out to 21 and not a last-minute deal, and we're going to tackle all of these subjects that you discussed, you know, I'd like to think we're moving in the right direction. It's not that I'm not happy with it, but I'm just not satisfied with it. And I think there's a consensus there on the team that we need to make some adjustments and course correct here to move into 21.
Really good, Tom. And look, there's advantages to having a military experience, all right? It just is. And you stay calm in a crisis. You know that the best laid plans of men and boys is, you know, go to hell in the first sign of conflict, but at least you had a plan. And it's like, you know, all of a sudden COVID showed up, but you guys kept your act together. You didn't go to the bunker. You didn't panic. You stayed calm and you executed brilliantly. And you're going to have a terrific year. And that's what preparation is all about. And the more preparation you have, the better your execution. And you just gets ingrained in your team, then we're going to be the best trained team in the world. And you see that, you know, you see the Golden Knights drop, you see the Blue Angels fly, you see Marine Corps band
excellent.
It's just the thing of beauty, right? And do you think that happens automatically? Of course not. It's fabulous preparation. And perfect execution. And they know something isn't perfect, but nobody in the audience knows. So that's what you guys want to strive for. Can you reach that? Yeah, if you really work at it, you can be really, really, really good. And everybody will see you as really, really, really good. You'll see the flaws, but they won't. And that's where you really want to be. And does it take... What, it doesn't take that much more, you know, it doesn't take that much more to be squared away and to have your act together. It just takes the attention to detail. That was, you know, the whole time, just drill it into your head, attention to detail, attention to detail, attention to detail, follow the checklist. If you don't, you'll die. So, you know, paying attention, right? As a kid. You know, we were kids then, you know, ready, willing, and able to go risk anything with some kind of ignorant confidence that we could pull it off. But we were being trained by people that had gone through the rigors and seen the other side and made sure that we weren't stupid. And so that's what we want to do for each other, is to just develop that process so that we all are smart and anticipate so our clients don't feel stupid. Because we're kind of the drill instructor for them. And they're the ones that, in the end, will be hurt if we don't train them properly. So you train yourself and train your clients. And that's where the agenda comes from, and then the executive summary. Because on that executive summary is their responsibilities as well as yours. And they are a vital part of your team. The team doesn't exist without the client. And just make sure you teach them that this thing works great, but you are a vital part of the team. Okay?
All right.
It's good.
Thank you, sir.
Good. Enjoy working
right.
with us. I really do. You're
terrific. Likewise.
Thanks. All right. See you guys.
So, hey, Rob, real quick, We have two more calls with you. How many more calls do we have with you?
Let's see. This is. I show this.
Nine.
Yeah, there's nine, and I show this as month six.
Oh, six.
I might be wrong.
Well, we have nine. All right. If you don't mind, have follow up.
Lori, on her last email, Mike, the next two dates are
on there.
So we're on November 11th and December 9th are our next two calls.
Perfect.
I don't have it in front of me, Melissa. What number does it have it on there? Because it's on there. I just don't remember reading it. Do you have it in front of you right away?
I can grab it.
Month nine is December 9th. I found it. Nine is December 9th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So two more calls.
Nine.
Yeah. Two more.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Perfect. Thank you.
Thanks,
Rob. Have a great day.
Thanks, Rob.
All right.
Yep.
Bye.
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 Bye.